There are 19 for the amendment,
37
against, and 2 abstentions, so that the amendment has lost. Councillor Hawkins.
Yes, I wish to move a second amendment, Chairman.
Excuse me.
3 abstentions.
There was 3 abstentions. Sorry, 3 abstentions. Have we got another amendment then? Sorry, it was, I'll give you the proper figures again. It was 18, 37 and 3 abstentions. And we have another amendment.
This is absolutely...
There was going to be refreshments tonight, but I shouldn't think anybody will want to stay on after this tonight. Okay. So Karen has stayed here. If anybody is wishing to stay later, yes, we'll be pleased. There'll be refreshments. But could you please let me know now, because poor Karen has been here all day. You would like refreshments? Karen, sorry, they were.
Does it involve mince pies? Count me in.
Right. Are we ready to restart? John, are you ready to start, please? And 5 minutes, please. Keep to 5 minutes, everybody. It's getting very late.
Well, the last vote was close. Perhaps I can win this one, Chairman. We're proposing this amendment to remove child maintenance payments from income calculations when assessing the support. And there are 3 main reasons for suggesting that be done. One, because it's the right thing to do. Yeah, now, I've circulated to
Excuse
everybody...
Excuse me, just a moment, John, just interrupt. Could people please be quiet while the Speaker is speaking? Because it makes it very difficult for everybody to hear in the audience and me up here and everything. So if we can respect the person that's speaking and just be quiet, please. Carry on, John, sorry.
Yeah, I've lost quite a bit of time, Chairman. It's the right thing to do. Now, I've just circulated the latest briefing note from Gingerbread. Now, I hope you're able to glance at it. I'll draw your attention to page 3 and to the 5 reasons they give why counting in child maintenance is wrong. First of all, it risks fewer single parents seeking child maintenance, because if they do, their council tax bills will go up. And if the child maintenance does not arrive, they would be plunged into financial hardship. Secondly, it increases the risk of child poverty among single parents. It directly targets single-parent families who already face a higher risk of poverty compared to couple families. And it means a double tax on child maintenance for some single parents, because the government now charges single parents 4% of child maintenance collected via the new child maintenance service. Now, if you can turn back to the bottom of page 1 of the briefing note, you will see why child maintenance is so important to low-income families. It helps reduce child poverty, and we've heard a bit about that tonight. It improves children's lives, and single parents' incomes are already hit. So, first and fundamentally, it's the right thing to do. But secondly, the second reason is the Department for Communities and Local Government, i.e. Eric Pickles, issued an advice note in February this year entitled Localising Support for Council Tax Vulnerable People. Hopefully the portfolio holder's seen it. Now, it sets out in this advice note the local authorities' duties, and in this there is a section on child maintenance and council tax reduction schemes. Now, what does Eric Pickle say? It says many things, including that payment of child maintenance helps to improve children's life chances. This includes making a contribution to lifting children out of poverty or preventing children from slipping into poverty. And how does Eric Pickles or his department conclude in this section? Authorities may wish to use their council tax reduction schemes to help encourage separated parents to make child maintenance arrangements and maximise the money reaching children. They could do this by fully disregarding child maintenance when assessing eligibility for their schemes. So Eric Pickles asks you to do it. He says do exactly what our amendment proposes. Now, my third reason is that I believe that there is a real danger of this council once again acting unlawfully in respect of this part of the scheme. So listen to us this time, in that it may be in breach of its public sector equality duties under the Equality Act 2010. When it makes a decision, the council is required by law to take into account protected characteristics. Like it or not, that's what you have to do. And one of these is sex. The council's proposed policy on child maintenance is undoubtedly likely to impact more severely on women because it is single parents who receive child maintenance, and 90% of single parents, the parent with the child, are women. The council has a duty to have in front of it sufficient information about the effect of its child maintenance policy on local residents so that it can understand its impact. But when I look at the report before us tonight, there is no such impact assessment. The council tonight is therefore being asked to confirm a part of the scheme in respect of which no information of its effect is put before it. That is wrong, and you're at risk again, in my humble opinion. Now, Chairman, Tendring is one of only 27 councils out of 326 across England that make child maintenance count for council tax support. And it is even worse than that, because some of the other 26 do at least disregard some of the child
maintenance...
Can
we wind up now, please? You've had your 5 minutes.
10 more seconds. If I may address the administration, if you're not...
No, we've had your 5 minutes.
Well,
you
stopped me, Chairman, to talk to them. I've got 30 seconds. If you're not convinced by me, if you're not convinced by Gingerbread or Pickles, at least have regard to your Conservative Party manifesto in 2010, when the laudable promise...
Councillor Hawkins, that is enough, please. Okay. Thank you. Who have you got to second you on your motion? I said 5 minutes, and I mean 5 minutes. Mr. Cloud?
Yeah, I'll second that, Chair,
you're
please.
Seconding, okay. And are you speaking now? Are you speaking now, Councillor McLeod?
Yes, Chair. I can't understand where everybody's coming from on this with regards to protecting those that are really hard up. I can't say any more than that. I sit here and I'm absolutely amazed at the reaction from the other side. I'm glad I'm where I am on this side, and we just need to protect those people that can't help themselves to a certain extent.
Griffin.
They are trying hard, and I just think you should support this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ivan Henderson.
Yeah, and once again, I'd refer back to the information we were all provided with on the child poverty within this area. And I'll quote again from someone else from the CAB who says, child poverty in Tendring is causing great concern to a charity which warned the knock-on effect could last a lifetime. Tendring Sits Advice Bureau has urged families on low income to seek help. Linda Isaac, its chief executive officer, said child poverty could lead children to early deaths and homelessness and crime. This is something where an absent parent is actually contributing and making sure that child is looked after. And it also does the other thing. It actually keeps that child and the child and the absent parent together, because that brings a bond towards them because of that responsibility. I think we're wrong to do this, and we've heard John's comments on that and possibly the legal side. But it also, the biggest factor this all is, again, is that Gingerbread says, while central government was right to take the decision to ignore child maintenance within all national benefits and tax credits, and why we believe that the reintroduction at local level of the rules to count child maintenance for means test and help is a retrograde step. Not even the government uses this to include in calculating benefits. So, I mean, we're just totally out of step with what's going on out there. We've got chance to actually put the thing right and make sure that those children who are getting funds from the absent parent actually receive that money rather than having it in one hand and taking it out by the other from this council. I urge you to accept this, if you will.